Welcome to Improve Your Content in 7 Minutes, the podcast that's here to make your business's content, marketing, and public relations memorable through tips that can be learned in minutes. As a new podcaster or video interviewer, you may have already had the realization that interviewing is not as easy as it sounds or looks. In fact, stumbling over words, losing your train of thought, or even worse, dead air because you have no idea what to say is actually very common for those just starting out. In this episode, I take you through the 3 most common reasons why your podcast and video interviews are failing and offer you solutions to get you back on track. So keep listening. Hi, I'm Simone Cunningham, a content marketing and public relations expert with more than 20 years of industry experience. Every week, I share actionable tips in content, marketing, video, interviewing, and public relations so you can attract more customers, get more sales, and position your business as an authority. To learn more, visit me at simonecunningham.com. If you want to chat with me about my business marketing services or online training courses, you can book a call with me. The link is in the show notes. So you have a podcast, YouTube channel, or other social media that you want to interview guests on. Maybe interviewing is new to you. Maybe you've done it before with some success, or maybe it's all been a bit of a fail up until now, so you want some quick tips that work. Well, you're in the right place. For more than 15 years of my career, I interviewed people as a television news journalist. Along the way, I've learned more than a few things about making people feel comfortable during an interview and how to get the best responses from my talent or interviewees. So let's get into today's episode where I share why your podcast and video interviews are failing and how to fix it. Reason number one, your guests don't feel comfortable. This is number one because it truly is the biggest barrier to the success of your interview. Guests who are uncomfortable prior to you hitting the record button will sound and look uncomfortable throughout the interview. Yes, there's a chance they'll warm up a bit as you go along, but what I've often seen is that people stay awkward or spiral into a place where they find it difficult to answer questions or answer them in a way that doesn't make sense, making the content unusable. So what do? You try to prevent this from happening in the first place by building rapport prior to the interview commencing to make sure they feel comfortable. You can schedule them to be ready for the interview at least 15 minutes prior to the live start time and make some small talk with them. If your interview is pre-recorded, do this at the beginning. Get to know your guest on a personal level with some general small talk to put them at ease. Find some common interests. It may be activities, pets, children, career paths, or even the weather. You can also offer some interesting facts about your show. Your goal is to get them talking, keep it light, and make them feel comfortable with you. Next, you want to give them an opportunity to ask any questions before you get started. Also, give them a rundown of how the interview will flow. This may include a reminder about some of the questions you'll ask. Don't forget to let them know when they can talk about their own products, services, books, courses, or social media. For example, will you give them time at the end? Hopefully, all of this information will not be new to them since you covered it in your pre-interview and over emails in the weeks and days prior. The point of bringing it up again now is to help put them at ease. My pro tip is, if your interview isn't live, it's especially important you highlight that fact. Let them know if they don't like what they say, you can redo part of that interview and that your final edit will only include the best parts. Your goal is to help them look good. Tell them you're on their side. Reason number two why your podcast and video interviews are failing, you're asking closed-ended questions. If you're asking closed-ended questions, your interview will go nowhere. Closed-ended questions are the ones where the response is yes, no, or another short reply. When you're thinking about your interview questions, you need to ask open-ended questions. These are questions that really dig into the how, why, and what of your topic and allow thoughtful and meaningful responses to follow. I'm not saying to ask tricky questions just to make it difficult for them, but I do want you to dig a little deeper. Think about asking questions that will allow you to get a better understanding of them and the topic. During the interview, don't be afraid to ask follow-up questions or bring them back to a point earlier that you found interesting and want to learn more about. You can say something like, "I really found it interesting before when you were talking about X. Can you explain a little bit more to me about how that was a turning point in your business?" My pro tip is to remember in interviews, you catch more flies with honey. Unless being rude and difficult is part of your show's personality, use your interview questions to develop a connection with your guest and get to know them like you would a new friend. This way, the interview will feel more natural for you and your guest, and your audience will notice it as well. Reason number three why your podcast and video interviews are failing is a lack of preparation, either you, your guests, or both. You may have heard me talk about this before. In interviewing, like most things in life, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. I offer some great interviewing tips in my podcast episode, Better Interview Questions for Podcasts and Videos. So go ahead and listen to that when you get a chance. To prepare for your interview, you need to do some background research on your guest and on your topic. You'll also need to prepare your questions in advance. You may not ask them all on the day, but you need to have thought them through before your interview. Next, you'll need to email your guest a short pre-interview brief at least 1 to 2 weeks before the recording. This includes the name of your podcast, your name, the episode length, a description of your audience, and some of the questions you'll be asking. Don't include every question or you'll appear too rehearsed. This is about giving them an overview of the interview so they can prepare some of their responses ahead of time and feel more comfortable. Some people also like to have a pre-interview chat just before recording the interview. Unless your guest is super nervous, I'd be careful about doing this. What will happen is that your guest will use all of their best answers the first time. And that's such a pity because it wasn't the real interview and you've lost all that great commentary. If you can, do a pre-interview phone call or video call the week before so they sound fresh in your interview. This will help them prepare for their chat with you and it also builds rapport ahead of time. So to recap, the three reasons why your podcast and video interviews are failing are: reason number one, your guest doesn't feel comfortable. Reason number two, you're asking closed-ended questions. And reason number three is a lack of preparation, either you, your guest, or both. I hope by implementing my fixes for these three main interview failings, the pressure starts to lift for you and your guests. Podcast and video interviews shouldn't feel like a chore for you or a job interview for your guest. If on the day of the recording your guest is nervous, make sure you let them know that you're on the same team and there's no pressure to impress anyone. You've booked them as a guest on your show, so they've already proven themselves and you're excited to chat with them. If you'd like to build your interviewing confidence either as a host or as a guest for podcasts and videos, remember to take a look at my Publicity Boss one-to-one live online training course. I have limited spots available. Visit my website to learn more. The link is in the show notes. That's it for this week's Improve Your Content in 7 Minutes. I'm Simone Cunningham. Thank you for joining me. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd appreciate you taking the time to leave me a rating. You can also visit me at simonecunningham.com to learn about my business marketing services and online training courses. Remember, be brave, be bold, be who you were born to be. I'll see you again next week. This episode was produced by Simone Cunningham from Simone Cunningham Communications.